Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Hello there, I'm Jason Shulman, and this is New Books in Australian and New Zealand Studies. My guest today on the podcast is Jeremy Martins. He's a senior lecturer in history at the University of Western Australia. He's here to talk about his new book, Empire and Asian Migration, Sovereignty, Immigration Restriction, and Protest in the British Settler Colonies, 1888-1907. It's published by UWA Publishing in 2018. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jeremy, it's great to have you on. So your book takes place at a really interesting historical moment. There are these colonies in the British Empire that have been granted internal sovereignty, but when it comes to imperial or foreign affairs, the colonial office still wants to be in charge. So tell us a bit about what's going on at the moment.
Well, in the late 1880s, as you said, most of the settler colonies that I am writing about in Australia